It was a riddle, not a command, by Joseph de Monde. Chapter 12. Believe Moses or One from the Dead. Page 40. Once again, the most common response from all Christians objectors when they study end-time Bible prophecy is to immediately denounce it or reject it out of hand. It is almost like it is their go-to get-out-of-jail-free card they play, so they do not have to listen to or heed sound teaching anymore. Once they have played this card, they then begin to denounce the person, group, or organization presenting the end times message as a false prophet or false teacher. No one knows that day and hour. Matthew 24, verse 36, or Revelation 3, 3. Whenever professing believers react in this manner, they are in fact demonstrating their blatant and willful ignorance of the very facts Yeshua has put forth in Scripture, that is, unless they are perishing for a lack of knowledge. As the book of Hosea speaks of, and simply do not know any better. But even to be found not knowing any better is pure folly to us all now that the time is short. As we have explained above, everything Yeshua proclaimed to the multitudes and his disciples was enshrouded in parables in order to conceal the facts so that they might hear but not understand. But for those who obeyed and kept the law, both hearers and doers of it, they readily understood these parables. They understood to the degree they did simply because of their obedience and adherence to it. Obedience, way more so than sacrifice, brings wisdom and understanding from the Holy Spirit. I understand just how hard this is for many of you to read, comprehend, and bring to bear in your own life, but I would much rather tell you up front, in the here and now, than have you find out when the Messiah comes and declares he does not know you. By then it will be too late. There are many false Christian preachers and teachers who maintain or even insist the law has been done away with. In addition to the aforementioned Colossians 2 text, they also quote from the passage below from the Gospel of Luke as one of their proof texts. The law and the prophets were until John. Since then, the good news of the kingdom of God is preached and everyone forces his way into it. Luke 16, 16. And that settles it for them. They no longer feel under any obligation to keep the law. But if they would just read the very next verse where it also says, "But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one dot of the law to become void." Luke 16, verse 17. Therefore, the law has not been done away with, and we have all been lied to by those who would maintain or have us believing otherwise. But what then was nailed to the cross? As we have just read, it was not the law itself, but the debt that was nailed to the tree. That is the debt that was owed for our transgression of the law. It was the penalty Yeshua paid for us, for our sins in our place. If we continue reading in the Gospel of Luke, we gain further insight into this matter in the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. The parable of the rich man and Lazarus. There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried, and in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off, and Lazarus at his side, and he called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame." Luke 16, verses 19 to 24. But Abraham said, "Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us." And he said, "Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment." But Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead." Luke 16:25-31. I want you to read the last part again and to pay close attention to it. Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment. But Abraham said, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. He said to him, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead. Luke 16:27-31. Again, this is a parable. It is just a story, but the meaning behind it is what is important here. The man had five brothers. There was a direct reference to the persons of Leah, the wife of Jacob, who had six children. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. The sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin. The sons of Bilhah, Rachel's servant, Dan and Naphtali. The sons of Zilpah, Leah's servant, Gad and Asher. These were the sons of Jacob who were born to him in Paddan Aram, Genesis 35:23-26. All these brothers of the man who is presumed to be Judah, the Jews, were given the law of Moses to learn, the same as he did, but he and they did not learn those laws or do them. This now brings us to the very last part. No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. He said to him, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead. Luke 16:30-31. In his life, Yeshua was from the tribe of Judah, and in his death, Yeshua was from the grave. Having died at Passover in AD 31, he walked the earth in human form, and still the Jews did not believe on him, nor do the Christians in the manner they ought. As the scripture states in so many words, if they will not believe Moses and the prophets who foretold of Yeshua, his birth, his death and his resurrection, then those same people will not believe on him, even though he rose from the dead. They may say they believe in him and love him, but as you have already read from Yeshua himself, whoever says I know him but does not keep his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. 1 John 2:4-6. Jesus answered him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. John 14:23-24. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? 1 John 5:1-5. You must keep the commandments in order to truly know God. You must keep the commandments in order to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. You must keep the commandments in order to put on the white robes of righteousness. You must keep the commandments in order to be known by God and not be told, Depart from me, I never knew you. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. John 14:15-17. We can only prove our love for Yahuwah by keeping his commandments, and this is how he in turn comes to know us and proves himself to us. He sees our heart as we strive to obey him and the struggles we must overcome to do so. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. John 14:21. Jesus replied, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. John 14:23. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. John 15:10. By this we can be sure that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. 2 John 2:3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. 1 John 5:3. And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. 2 John 1:6. Moses and the prophets taught Torah, law of God, and that we are to make every effort to the best of our understanding to keep it. Yeshua never once broke away from or departed from this understanding. These were God's instructions on how to draw near to him. Yeshua, the fulfillment and embodiment of Torah, both talked and walked out Torah, God's law, in every detail of his life. This is no different than an earthly father who explains the laws of the household to his children. The children who are wise choose obedience, not only to please their parents, but so as to avoid punishment. The result is either a loving, harmonious, and cohesively functioning household, or a household filled with strife, discord, dysfunction, and rebellion. This is the very commandment you have heard from the beginning, that you must walk in love. And now I would persuade you, lady, not according to the new commandment I wrote to you, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. 2 John 1:5. Aramaic Bible in plain English.